Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Didn't hold on, driving into Murray. Somebody's throwing something on the floor. 46 seconds to go, and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing. Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy. It's
yes.
Warm.
Yes.
And I almost had to go out. I'm so hungry.
I hear your stomach over here growling.
What's that guy? I hope he eats it. Going to save it for, going to put it in that little heater over there.
Sports Radio 94, WIP, Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. Hugh, that was Kevin Harlan. He's the best when something like that happens.
You know, he's had a few moments like this where somebody's ran out on the field or, you know, animals being on the field or whatever. He's one of the better play-by-play guys because he allows himself to be in the moment and he has fun with it. You know, you have some cats that, you know, if it's not play-by-play, they can't even fool with it.
Right.
But he's one of the better ones, no question about it.
Yeah, and there was that one a few years ago. I think it was a Giants-Cowboys Monday night game where the cat was running on the field. That's what it was. Yeah, that was a good one. And there might have been another one with a streaker, too. But that was pretty good. And it's a good point. I mean, why would you throw something like a chicken wing out there?
Frustrated? Crazy?
Throw something different.
Listen, man.
People have too much money, man.
Do you know how much chicken wings cost?
I'm just
like steel.
Yeah. I mean, but look,
they're
like
not cheap.
Food's food, man. Yeah.
Especially at a game, like these concessions, these are pretty pricey.
Man, listen, I know this might sound like the stereotypical thing to say as an African American male, but I'd be damned throwing away some chicken wings. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Because especially to your point, TK, paying for them at a game, like You're easily going to a game, say if it's just two of you there, and if you get concessions, like we ain't even talking about drinks. We just talking about a soda and some popcorn. That's about $20.
It's probably $1 a wing.
You know what I mean?
You're probably paying.
You know what I mean? I just said a soda and some popcorn is like $20. So if you talk about eating like some real food, like come on, man. It must be nice to be that person that, you know what, I'm so frustrated, I'm going to throw this $2 chicken wing out there on the court.
Exactly.
Oh, that. Forget you.
Yeah. Don't be throwing the chicken wings out on the
court.
We're
not doing that.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking about a lot of different stuff today. And in a few minutes, we'll have an update from Nick Nurse in regards to Joel Embiid. Also, the Sixers' chances coming up and their odds going into the game and in the playoffs throughout. Let's go back to the phones, though. Go to Ron and Monco. Hey, Ron.
What's up, guys?
What's up,
hey,
Ron?
Hey, Hugh.
Yes, sir.
You. Today you get combat pay.
Why is that? What I do for trying to
Why
hold on
with you? Why you get combat pay? Working with two Gen Zs, two Gen Xers at one time? Oh, my God. Hey, Tommy, what makes you think Elton Brand had anything to do with that?
Because he was the general manager.
Oh, he gave him the money.
Who do you think signed him?
General manager.
Well, Brett Brown.
Brett Brown was the general manager.
It was both
Brett
of them,
Brown
Ron.
And Simmons. Okay? But Brett Brown, that's who did this. Okay? That was the last great fatal blow to this team. And everybody should appreciate what they do, just what they do every year, year in, year out, from all the mistakes that they've made from day one. And how they overcome all their own shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, and this is such a soap opera with the Sixers. It's all about Embiid and his health. That's what it's all about every year.
That's what it's about. That's what it is, Ron. I mean, it comes down to his health every single year, and this year's no different. Are you confident Wednesday night?
But here's the thing, Tom. They actually thought more of Ben Simmons back then when they made that decision to let go of Jimmy Butler. They felt more of Simmons.
I know.
I knew Simmons was a zero in the first playoffs against the Celtics, and he needed to be traded immediately. But they kept trying and sending him out.
Yeah, because
this is what you got.
He was the future. He definitely was the future.
And how do you like our 500 Phillies? Everybody impressed?
What, Ron, you're not high on this team?
With this billion-dollar fiasco? Listen, this team is never going to win anything, okay? They have the talent, and that's why I'm so pissed off. They have the talent. This is the GM, okay? And this is the Yale guys with the biometrics or whatever the hell you want to call it. They got enough talent to get there and win this, but they just won't do it. They're playing it. We're going to hit home runs. We're going to hit home runs. That's what the manager, Tomper, gets behind a microphone and says it to the world. Oh, we're going to slug our way out of this. Well, no, you're not. You're not going to slug your way out of it.
Let me guess.
You're going to do what you do every year.
Let me guess, Ron. You want Schwarber moved out of the leadoff
spot. No, it's not just Schwarber. It's the whole thing. Okay, there's only two guys, three guys on this lineup that don't get up there and hack. Okay, Boehm, Stott, and Harper, and he's in a slump. You know, listen, these guys are all swinging for the fences, and if you can't have a short game along with a complete game, you're never going to win it. Because as you go up the pyramid, the pitching gets better. Okay, you ultimately get to the finals, so you're facing the best pitching in baseball, and they can't hit the best pitching. You're not going to hit the best pitching out of the park every day.
No, I got you, Ron, and I appreciate the call, man. I just think this is what the guys are. Like, they're not going to change. They're not going to approach it differently. So I'd rather them just try to hit for power, because them trying to do things differently is not going to work.
You know, it's the unfortunate thing about the last two seasons for the Phils is that, you know, the slugging has gotten them in position to win a World Series. I mean, and that's a fact. But the unfortunate thing in both seasons was the bats went cold at the worst time. When I think of the Braves, and I know this is probably a bad example, but the year that they won the World Series, that was one of the reasons why they got there, because they were hitting. And they did it without Ronald Acuna being in the lineup.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. It's a blessing and a curse. It's just unfortunate for us the last 2 years. We've been cursed with the fact that it's not paid us huge dividends at the time that we needed the most. But it's gotten you in position to be there. So it's kind of hard. I hear what people are saying, but it's kind of hard to change the mantra when that was the mantra that got you to where you are.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I'll take that. I'll take the offense putting me in position, because I still look back at last year, and yeah, game 6 and game 7 was bad, and that was the offense. They didn't come through. But I still look at game 4, and if you have better bullpen and you have one more bullpen arm, or Rob Thompson manages that game differently, you just win that game. We're not even talking about it. You know, like you could have won that series in Arizona, but Rob Thompson went to Craig Kimbrell. That was a huge
yeah, that was another one that had people, you know, shaking their head because that's a guy that I understand the fact that you trust him, but he just didn't have it in that series. He just didn't have it, and that's one of the ones where I'm pretty sure you never like to second guess yourself as a manager, but I'm pretty sure that's one he wish he probably wouldn't have bet on him as much as he did.
Yeah, and that's why when you look at the Philly so far, like, I think we all just need to come to terms a little bit with what the offense is. Like, they're going to be streaky. When they're going good, they're going to hit a lot of home runs. They're going to score a lot. But they're going to have stretches where they strike out a lot and they don't score a ton. And I'll take that. Like, I would still rather have this offense than, like, the Arizona Diamondbacks offense. And an offense that's reliant on, you know, getting base hits and driving and moving runners over. I think it's easier, ultimately, and better to be a home run.
And then you got to talk. Arizona has some timely pitching because there was a couple times where they had some pitches on the mound. It was like, oh, I didn't know he was going to give us that today. So it was a little bit of that, too.
Still not over that series. Just devastating. Absolutely devastating. Let's go to Cowboy Jim. Hi, Cowboy Jim.
Unstoppable, Kyle. Unstoppable. You get Brock Bowers and you'll be unstoppable. Oh, yeah, bring in another Georgia kid. Oh, how did that work out for you last year, dummy?
Cowboy Jim, CeeDee Lamb's about to hold out. How do you feel about that?
He'll be fine. They'll give him his money.
No, Cowboys are going to be fine.
You guys are spending a ton of money. We'll spend a ton of money. We'll still win.
Will you?
Yes, we will.
I'm waiting for that to happen. Has Jerry Jones lifted a finger this offseason?
Yeah, they've been chill.
Patience.
Well, speaking of teams that need defense, Jim, they need some defensive players after giving up, 50 to the Packers in that playoff game?
That was the last game. Give me a break. They still were number one in the East. They still had a better defense than the Eagles. I'm not worried about that. You guys, you stress out too much about the little things. Jerry Jones, he'll know exactly what to do when the draft comes. We got Dak Prescott. We'll win the East. After that, you know, let's see what happens, okay?
Wait, y'all going to win the East?
Yeah, what
nobody's going back-to-back in forever.
Don't worry about it, Hugh. Don't worry about it. Hey, listen, where's Ashlyn? Where's that? When TK, when you're around, Ashlyn's around. Hey, Hugh, could you take a few days off and Ashlyn come to? Because she's got nothing to do for the next few months.
Yeah.
So you know what? Shut up.
Yeah.
He's talking about the fire.
No, yeah, because Ashlyn Sullivan and I have done some shows together, and it's kind of disconcerting the relationship that Ashlyn and Cowboy Jim has. Ashlyn actually likes Cowboy Jim, and they, like, it's a cordial conversation, which I'm just not accustumed to. It always, like, puts me in a weird spot.
She seems like that's the type of person she is. Like, she's a very understanding, caring.
A nice person.
Yes,
yeah.
And she speaks to everybody. So I can see that.
But not Cowboy Jim. He's a loser. Like, let's call him what he is.
I can't even be that mad at Cowboy Jim. He did give me some good bourbon.
Wait, oh, he did?
Yeah, he gave me
some. Let's take a tally. Today you've apologized for Tobias Harris and Cowboy Jim.
He's cheating on you with Cowboy Jim.
This is ridiculous.
First of all, it's not an apology. I see the irony in it, which a lot of people don't, but I see the irony in the fact that this man, when you talk about the level of a, like, as a former athlete, you think of certain accolades go along with getting that kind of money. Like they say, you look good, you feel good, you play good, they pay good. Something like that. That's how the saying goes.
Okay.
Tobias Harris has gotten paid, ain't been to nan all-star game, and he's gotten paid. I am not mad at that.
But that
why?
Is
– like, why? Do you root for the Sixers or not? Or do you root for the guy's wallet?
Listen, I do root for the Sixers. But his daddy is his agent, and he fleeced – they fleeced the Sixers.
Okay, why are you impressed or happy about that?
I'm just
that?
Like, wow, how does that happen?
It's burning a hole on our salary cap, Hugh. It's why this team isn't, fully all in to compete this year.
You know what's funny? I'm glad Joe's not here today. Because he would be piling on you, too.
This is a disaster by you.
I just find the irony in the whole situation.
It happens because the Sixers were extremely poorly run, and they chose Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler. They chose
that was crazy.
Ben Simmons over Jimmy Butler. Ben and Tobias, they chose over Jimmy.
And Jimmy Buckets. And now we're sitting here today talking about, hey, Jimmy Butler.
And now,
playoff Jimmy. You know, with playoff Jim.
Who are you taking on Wednesday night, Hugh? Are you taking Jimmy or Tobias?
Oh, I'm taking playoff Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
But I'm taking the Sixers to win. Look at Kyle looking at me like that. No, I'm taking the Sixers to win, but playoff Jimmy going to show up, though.
Yeah, playoff Jimmy's scary.
Playoff Jimmy's going to show up, but we got the best player on the planet right now that's playing in the playoffs.
Playoff Jimmy.
I just don't want to hear one more glorification of Tobias Harris's
contract. It's not glorifying. It's just like, oh, that's...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kind
of don't do it, Hugh.
I'm done, man. I'm gonna kind of throw rocks at me when I leave the building.
We've beaten Hugh down today with the Tobias Harris.
I ain't thinking about y'all, man. I'm just saying, this is just wild.
But we do have an update from Sixers practice in a minute. But first, let's look at the odds for Wednesday night, because I was kind of surprised when this came out. The Sixers 4.5 point favorites against the Heat on Wednesday night. So, obviously, Vegas not really looking at past years. They're looking at this season. They think the Sixers should win it. Now, Kyle, what is the odd situation for the Sixers to win the title this year?
Sorry, I haven't pulled up. But I saw that they're very much ahead of the Miami Heat. So, for all you people who are afraid about the Miami Heat, the Sixers are looked at as a way better chance to go to the NBA Finals and win it than the Miami Heat. So, they're plus 1,600. Which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They are sixth in odds right now, but tied with the Oklahoma City Thunder for best chance to win the title. The Heat all the way down at plus 4,200. So that's how much better the odds makers view the Sixers than the Miami Heat.
And I would say this, like, as a tip to people who want to bet the Sixers to win the title, if you really like them, bet that now, because if they beat the Heat on Wednesday, I think that number probably dips down to like plus 1,000. Like, that's how much of a difference I think it is from them playing the Knicks and the Celtics.
So you're saying if I want to put some money on this historic run that they're about to go on, I probably need to get in today.
Yeah. What do we think we can get odds on for Tobias Finals MVP? That would be, like, outlandish.
You want me to flip out on you, too?
I'm just curious.
I don't know if I would go that
far. About what it could be like. But they're the odds for the Sixers to win the title, plus 1,600. Now, we do have an update from Sixers practice. Coach Nick Nurse spoke to the media just moments ago. Here's what Coach Nurse had to say about Joel Embiid.
Good. It was good. He was in good spirits. He was highly engaged. A lot of the things we were doing were super game plan specific. He was locked in.
So they feel good about Joel. He's practicing today. And it seems like all systems go for Wednesday. There's no way Joel's not playing.
No, he can't. He can't miss this, man. I mean, this is the big moment, and I think they've done everything in their power to try to keep them as healthy as they possibly can down this stretch so that you can get the most out of him. So, yeah, I think he can't miss this, man.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.